Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
So go ahead, Jay. Jay Santos joins us, talking about marriage.
Well, you're talking about a successful marriage, right?
And you've been married, what, 11 years, something like that?
I've been married 11 years, Phil, Lisa. It's very important, I think, for people to understand that counseling's a great thing, I think. But there is a quid pro quo. And that's sort of the thing that I've... it's always a quid pro quo, and haven't been married as long as I have, you understand that.
So 11 years, what, you got a marriage, wedding anniversary coming up in July?
Coming up in July. And when you have been married that long and you have to work on certain issues, see, I have certain issues and my wife has certain issues.
Right.
And you're always going to have a lot of different kinds of situations that come up, different issues. I'm a volunteer police officer with Citizens Auxiliary Police, so I've got a lot of time that I'm not working. And that's something that concerns my wife. And these issues are important to each of us.
Where'd you meet your wife?
We met at a social mixer, both belonged to a singles group. We got married and had our son. And
well, you know, when you get married, you get comfortable with each other. But she's asked you to go into couple counseling.
Well, you sometimes what happens is you stop trying as hard as you should. And now I've had certain issues with her. As she's gotten older, she's gotten less. You know, I suppose you call it less interested in the way her face looks or whatever you want to call it. And she has said she wants to go to this couple counseling situation. And
why does she want to go?
She wants, well, as I indicated, she has some issues she needs to work out. She says she has a hard time talking to me. And I certainly understand that's fine. That's okay. But I feel that...
You don't believe in going to counseling?
Well, let me explain to your audience and to you, Phil, what counseling is so that you get a better read on what couple counseling is. Couple counseling... or this going to a psychiatrist type of situations for people who are mentally disturbed or they have some kind of a situation. I don't see that as certainly the case with me, but all I want to say is if Lisa, who's my wife, has some kind of mental disturbance, I will go with her, but I said there's quid pro quo.
So in other words, she gets something, but you get something in return. She wants to go into this couple counseling, and you want something in return.
That is correct. That is correct.
What is it that you want?
Well, she wants me to go to this counseling with her, and I said, that's fine, but we have a quid pro quo kind of a deal, and I have asked her to have or to consider some kind of breast enhancement or some kind of breast augmentation. And
so your issue with her is that she's not attractive enough or not sexy enough?
No, it's not that she's not attractive. You're missing my point. Let me explain to you and your audience what counseling and quid pro quo kind of a deal on account of, you know, being married. We're just both trying to improve. I'm improving by going to a counseling deal with her, and she needs to come to the table too. So I'm going to come to the table with a couple counseling. I want to come to the table with this chest the chest augmentation situation that I floated, because I had the magazine. It had a couple different ads in it, and she said she wants to go with her, she wants me to go with her as a counseling deal, and I said, that's fine, but can we get to what I'm talking about? And what I did, Phil, is on the cover of this magazine, I've seen it, FHM, is this Brooke Burke, and I don't know if you've seen her or not, she's a very attractive young lady, and she has a look that I would like to see my wife aspire to in some way.
And so your wife needs to get her breasts augmented? Right.
So if you see the cover of FHM this month, this Brooke Burke individual, I observed the cover of the magazine at Barnes & Noble. All right, and I observed the time she did have at that time, a very impressive, you know, a very impressive pair of bosoms, and it was that I noted in my heart that that'd be my end of the deal, to have her change that way, because change is essential to a marriage.
All right, Jay, I got a question here. I've listened to what you have to say. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Jay Santos with the Citizens Auxiliary Police. And we're talking to a lot of different professionals about marriages, what they need after you know, many years of being married. You're asking, your wife wants to go to couple counseling. You say that's her thing. You want her to get breast augmentation. And
that's correct, yes.
All right, now, Jay, the difference is she's asking for counseling, which sounds like something for the both of you, that she needs more communication from you, and your end of it is you don't like her physically?
So let me clarify for you, and this will help your audience and it'll help you and people in your audience, especially the women, understand. A woman needs to be sexually appealing, if you will. And that includes at least considering breast augmentation or rhinoplasty surgery and some kind of fat transfer elimination. That's because men are very visual. Women do not and require that kind of thing. What they require is what you want to call conversation, have a conversation, cup of coffee. Okay, and...
What do you look like? I'm just curious about that.
I'm sorry?
What do you look like? I'm curious. I mean, does your wife care?
I'm just an average-looking guy. You know,
well, tell me...
I mean, I just work hard.
Well, tell me about what you look like. Are you attractive to your wife?
Of course, I'm very, very much dragging my wife. I think the thing my wife likes about me and the thing that women like about their men is that... I think, you know, at least for me, I've got a very good fashion sense because I'm out in the public. I generally like to wear good clothing and carry myself.
Tell me about the clothing that you wear. The reason why I'm asking this is I want to know about your physicality.
But again, that's not the most important thing to men. But what I'm saying is you in any successful marriage, there's got to be a give and take, quid pro quo.
And tell me, you have a good fashion sense. What do you dress like?
I'm out in the public. I generally like to wear a good, you know, good basic quality loafer. If you got a quality slip on, I go for a lot of color, good quality Hawaiian shirt. I like a nice looking relaxed fit Docker. I think I look good with a mirrored aviator. You know, I prefer the mirrored aviator sunglasses. I just recently did the odd fashion statement. Some of them like. I went out, and some of my wife enjoys. I went and I had one of my front teeth capped in gold. And that's kind of a relevant modern field.
All right, so I don't know, man, you know, but you just told me that you wear a quality loafer, a Hawaiian shirt, a relaxed fit Docker, aviator shades, and one of your front teeth is Captain Gold.
Well, you asked me what I look like, and I'm just trying to give you an idea of the fashion, so I don't know if it's going to be some kind of a, you know, you're going to give me some kind of third degree. Is all the kind of a situation that I'm talking about.
All right, so just so my listeners are taking notes, successful marriages have what you call a quid pro quo.
Let me do it. First of all, number one, you need a give and take. You've got to have a give and take. Number two, women are interested in conversation. And you want to give them that and security as well. That's what women want. And men need to know that you as a wife have a certain level of taking care of your physical appearance. And one way to ensure that there's another way here, Phil, is when you do have children, I didn't bring this up, when you do have children, a lot of women let themselves go straight right into the hell, right into the living hell, physically. So you need to take care of that. And number three, in a way, Lisa, my wife's in a vicious cycle because she's unhappy and she wants to go to counseling, but with the breast augmentation, she'll make me happy and then I'll want to talk to her and then she won't need to go to this couple counseling. And this psychologist that she's trying to, this psychologist trying to chisel $200 an hour out of me, she can go and rob somebody else type of deal. See? So
your wife would like you to talk to her more, and in order for you to talk to her more, she needs to have her breasts enlarged.
That's correct.
And then you'll talk to her, and she won't need to go to a counselor.
That's right. And this guy guy she's seeing right now is this Dr. Abernathy. He's chiseling $200 an hour out of her. It's outrageous what he's trying to do.
Well, I don't know if the guy's chiseling her. Isn't that what these people do?
No, this guy's a chiseler. He's chiseling $200 an hour out of her. I just think the whole deal's outrageous. Now, I want to say one thing, Phil, before you go to commercial break.
Go ahead, Jay.
I know a lot of people are going to say, well, it's very shallow of him to say that, I want my wife to go out and get her bazoozum, or not a bazoozum.
Of her bosoms?
Well, yeah, her bosom enlarged. Because that's important to me. What's important to my wife is that we communicate. But women will never understand that men are very visual. And once you make the package visually appealing, we're going to want to open that package up and see what's inside. And that's the thing that I never hear no women talk about. Would you agree with that?
Well, I mean, my wife is beautiful. Every man sees his wife as beautiful.
That's exactly correct. And maybe in your instance, I don't want to ask you any questions, but you, for instance, you don't want your wife to have a bosom enhancement. She doesn't want that?
No, she doesn't, and I don't require that. That's not my favorite part of a woman's body anyway.
All right, well, let's see. What is your favorite part?
You know, I don't want to get into that when it comes to my wife, okay? We're talking about you, and we're talking about what makes us successful.
Well, your wife is attractive to you, even though she's not had any boo... I can't say the words. Boo-zoom.
Breast, man. What are you trying to...
I'm trying to say that...
You're trying to say bosom?
Yeah, bosom. Bosom. That she has not had that kind of enhanced... See, look, you're gonna...
All right, hold on for a minute, man. I got to take a break here. Jay Sanis is with the Citizens Auxiliary Police, and he and his wife have undergone some pretty intense conversation about, well, they're 11 years married, and they're trying to regenerate interest. She wants him to talk to her more. He says that he would be inclined to talk to her more and work less if she was more physically appealing. To that extent, he wants her to have breast augmentation. Yes, it sounds shallow to me, too. Sounds very shallow to me. And yet he says that it's a quid pro quo. She wants more conversation. He wants her to have a larger chest. And if they can meet halfway, then he'll talk to her, and she won't need to go to this psychologist who, quote, is chiseling chiseling $200 an hour out of her, end quote. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. World-famous Phil Hendry will be right back with Jay Sanis from the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Just what makes a marriage work? What makes it last? Well, it's meeting halfway for each other. The quid pro quo. We'll be right back.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. The triumph of intelligence over ignorance. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Well, we're back on the air. Jay Sanis, Citizens Auxiliary Police, but also a husband of 11 years. He and his wife celebrating their 11th year together in July. Jay, you've mentioned that your wife has asked for more conversation. You guys are in couple counseling.
You know, Phil, I don't know if that's what you call it.
Well, it's some kind of counseling for married people, right?
It is some kind of psychiatrist. We got a psychiatrist, psychologist, I'm not sure what it is. And he sits down, and we'll talk. Now, one of the deals this guy does really want to say is chiseling $200 an hour out of me. Is he saying, well, what about you? What about you? And I said, this is really about her and the probably mental, you know, sort of the mental disturbance she has.
Do you think it's mentally disturbed for a woman to want to have her husband talk to her more?
No, I certainly don't think it's mentally disturbed to want to have conversation with your husband, especially when your husband is involved in the front line of law enforcement as I am. Even though I am a volunteer police officer, I don't think it's any secret that women are attracted to men who are in uniform, as I do every day. I go out of the house, I've got a blue armband on, I've got on the pith helmet, I do wear Bermuda shorts. And these are the tools, this is the symbol of my volunteer police work. But I think it is mentally disturbed, if you don't mind saying, to expect your husband to talk to you when I can go down here to the... Right down here to Cole's newsstand down here at Cahuenga, pick up a copy of FHM. There's Brooke Burke right on the cover. Type of individual's got a very fine-looking, set of,
She's got an enhanced breast.
That's what I'm trying to say. My wife won't do that.
So why talk to her?
You're missing my point.
All right, let me take a phone call, because I want to ask you about how all of this makes your wife feel. 1-800...
No, but you're making it sound as if it's my fault. I do talk to her. It's connected because I've left around pictures of nose jobs. I've left around pictures of breasts and breasts that she want to have them enhanced.
All right. I'm sorry. I didn't understand that last 1-800.
I said,
hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. Melanie, hi. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Melanie.
Hi.
Yes,
my point to Jay is that a real man who really loved his wife would not require such a vast physical change from a woman.
Well,
and
she's asking me that I change. So why can't I not ask her change, change?
She only wants you to open up and talk to her.
Of course, and I'm certainly
for you.
I'm willing to do that. But one of the things I think women need to understand, and I'm not trying to talk down to anybody, but I am trying to say to you is this. men need their women to be appealing on some level. Mr. Henry said that his wife is beautiful to him.
Well, I'm not saying I'm better than you. I haven't asked my wife to have surgery.
Well, that's got nothing to do with it. I mean, I've asked my wife to have surgery. You may not. I don't know what you're saying. But,
your wife is an ugly, is she?
No, my wife's not ugly. Well, no, I would like her to have her breasts enhanced, that's all. And I don't know if you've seen the cover of FHM's got this Brooke Burke individual. Do you know who I'm thinking about?
Brooke? Oh, I know who you're talking about.
Oh, she's
very lovely.
Nice, very lovely pair, you know,
Rather than saying she's got a lovely pair, why don't we just say she's a beautiful woman?
And she's got a very pretty face, and she's got long brown hair.
And she's got two enormously fake breasts.
Well, Mr. Henry, you know, you guys like you say, well, they're fake, so I'm not in it. You know, you guys crack me up, because you know, you'd want to, you know, Brooke Burke came in, you'd probably want to, you know, do things with him.
No, I would not. I happen to be a happily married man, and no, I would not. Now, let's get it off of me, and let's talk about you. How does this make your wife feel?
I'm sorry?
How does all of this, hey, honey, I'll talk to you if you'll get your breasts done?
You know what? I'm sorry to interrupt, but I think maybe he's a little jealous that his wife is talking to the counselor. The counselor is talking to him. I wouldn't be surprised if his wife ends up having an affair with the counselor.
Okay. Thanks for your call.
Thank you.
I'm the host. Here is Lori. Go ahead. Lori?
Yes.
Go ahead, ma'am.
Hi, I guess I was a little bothered by the fact that this gentleman's really not following his own rules. He commented early on that a successful marriage, you know, people compromise, that people
exactly, and that's what I'm doing. I'm saying that I'll come down the road, and
you'll deign to talk to her if she gets her breasts enlarged.
I think that what confused me was the fact that I heard nothing really that you're going to do. You said you're going to let her go to a counselor.
I'll let her go to a counselor if she will
have
that boob.
Yeah, you would let her go to a counselor, or she can get boobs done. That's nothing that you're willing to do. That's
no, ma'am. I said we will go to the counselor. We will go to the counselor if she'll get the boob done.
And the other thing that concerned me was that you said people who go to counseling have mental illnesses. There's something wrong with them. And, you know, I've been married 17 years. I'm a therapist. I'm 5'9". I weigh 135 pounds, and I wear a 36D bra. And I love my husband, and I work hard at our marriage. But working hard at a marriage is truly compromising. And going to a therapist provides you with an outside party that can give you ideas or thoughts that you haven't thought of. And
well,
it's
but
really,
people don't go to therapists unless they're mentally... Wouldn't you agree with that? People don't go to therapists unless they're mentally disturbed?
No, not at all.
No, mentally... What do you mean by...
Counselors could go to therapists because... It's somebody on the outside that might come up with an idea you haven't thought of.
May I ask you something, ma'am? You're a counselor. You say you're a counselor, correct?
Yeah.
You said you had a 36D. I didn't hear that.
Yes. What difference does that make?
I just want to ask the lady what...
The difference...
She said she had a 36D. That's pretty good. That's a pretty good pair, isn't it?
Can we get off of a pretty good pair? Can we...
I think the problem is that... You are what you say you are. You're shallow, and you're not willing to compromise.
I am totally willing to compromise.
I think what's going on, if I may jump in, Lori, with Jay, if I may.
Well, I don't want anybody speaking for me.
Now, wait, hold on. You think you're compromising. You're going to go to therapy if she gets breast augmentation.
That's called quid pro quo, yeah. You want to talk about quid pro quo, ma'am?
That's called self-centered and shallow, like you said.
Well, ma'am, just because you got your degree off a Rice Krispies box doesn't mean you're going to be telling me...
Hold on for a minute. Nobody's offending you. Why are you insulting this lady?
I'm really not insulted, you know.
Well,
it's kind of the old saying, simple things and meet simple people.
All right. Lori, thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Jay Santos... who believes that in marriage there must be compromise. That's why he says he'll go to counseling with his wife and he'll consider talking to her if she gets her breasts enhanced. It's called a quid pro quo, in case you missed it. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Fair and balanced without the bull. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Did you think that that was an appropriate... Back, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, with Jay Santos, Citizens Auxiliary Police. Did you think that was an appropriate thing to say?
All I said, Mr. Hendry, was the comment... You mean the comment about Brooke Burke's plastic surgeon?
The doctor that did the breast enhancement on Brooke Burke, yeah.
I said that were I the... I didn't say he did. I said if I had been the doctor before she came out of the general anesthetic, right after the bosom enlargement on her, I would have, you know,
taken some liberties, is what you said.
Mr. Henry, I want to get back to the point.
Well, I just, when you're comparing your wife to Brooke Burke because you saw her on the cover of FHM, and your wife, I wanted to find out what she felt about all of this. You wouldn't tell me.
My wife has told me so that she would be grateful to go and have I keep saying the bosom enlargement if I will go into couple counseling with her. I said, yeah, I'll go into counseling. I said, the couple counseling part, I don't think there's anything wrong with me. I think there's some mental disturbance that you need to address. And I said, with great love in my heart for her. But again, you have to understand, my wife is like a lot of women who are married to men in law enforcement. And
well, you're in a volunteer police organization. What do you do for a living?
Yeah, Mr. Henry.
You're in a volunteer, you know, like neighborhood patrol. What do you do for a living?
I work security over at Johnson Beverage.
Okay, great. So you're not really on the front lines of law enforcement.
Mr. Henry, I wear a uniform and put my life on the line at night when we go out and we do our neighborhood watch patrol. So I don't understand why...
All right, so your wife is grateful she's married to a guy, and when you walk out of the door at night with your pith helmet, your blue armband, and your Bermuda shorts, she's real proud.
She's like a lot of men married to guys who are in the frontline law enforcement, yeah. And all I'm asking for is if she wants me to go to this head shrinker that's chiseling two bills an hour out of me, that's fine. But if I got to put two bills an hour into this chiseler, then I'd like to see her go and get a breast made bigger. The bigger, you know.
All right, let me go over here to Helen. Helen, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Jay Santos. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Hi.
Hi. I'm calling. I wanted to point out to this gentleman that what he's asking of his wife is completely not a fair trade because he's asking her to go on the operating table, have a breast augmentation, endure all kinds of risks like bleeding and infection. And after she's recuperated, she could even have, like, contractures. She could even have rippling of the breast. She could have a worse result than before. And he's asking that of her. And when all she wants is counseling, that is not even close to a fair trade.
Well, I mean, in other words, what I'm asking of her is on the cover of FHM this month. Her name's Brooke Burke. Okay, and you point out any woman who want to look like that. And I'll show you a woman that's completely lost her mind. I got a psychiatrist going to chisel two bills an hour out of her, like chisel two bills an hour out of my wife.
Yeah, but you're being completely unrealistic.
Well, ma'am, all I'm saying is quid pro quo. Now, I don't know if
it's not quid pro quo, though.
Lady,
that's my point.
This gal just called in about 15 minutes ago. She says 36D. And I said, that's fair trade. And
I don't want you talking about women's bra sizes, Jay. All I want you to do, when you say you leave the house in a pith helmet with a blue armband, what is that?
I beg your pardon?
What is that, your uniform?
I do... Citizens Auxiliary Police.
No, I know what you do. You do a volunteer neighborhood patrol kind of a thing. What is the pith helmet?
That's what we wear. We wear a pith helmet, a blue armband. We have Bermuda shorts and wingtips. Is there a problem?
And your wife's all proud of that, huh?
Women like to be married to men in law enforcement. That's all. You can ask this lady here. Helen?
Yes.
What do you think about that?
What do I think about what?
Well, I said, you see, Phil asked me, am I attractive? I said, yes, I am. I my wife finds me attractive. I do contemporary things. I went out, I had a gold cap put on my front tooth, this kind of a thing.
That's not attractive
what
in my
it?
Book.
What are you laughing at?
You got a gold cap front tooth, you wear soft leather cowboy boots, and you wear what you call an English golf cap that you unsnap so it looks like a conductor's hat.
Okay.
What the hell?
Anyway, my point was that...
What, is something wrong with it?
Yeah, man, it looks goofy.
What is the gentleman's name again, Phil?
I'm sorry, ma'am. My name is Jay Santos.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
What do you think of when your wife, when she gets the breast enhancement, what if she ends up with breast contractures or a rippling of her breast? Would you think that's attractive?
You're talking about a situation. Is it going to make the boob smaller? Or what does that do? Does it make them tiny?
No, because that's...
If they're big, I don't care if they're rippling or as long as they're large.
Okay,
and,
well... I don't know if you realize this, sir, but implants are something synthetic, and your body may or may not accept it.
Well, I don't care if it could be an implant. I've asked her. I've laid around magazines, show different nose jobs, different kind of things she can do with her chin.
Yeah, yeah. But there's a lot of risks involved, and I've seen many women come out with rippling of the breast, and it's not a nice sight.
Let's put it this way. We like to say they're large and in charge, okay? You know, that's all I'm talking
about. She's talking about a medical condition. What do you mean large and in charge?
I don't know what she's talking about.
Okay.
Right, Helen,
I obviously, we're obviously not on the same page.
Well, no,
I don't want to go down to
this guy chisels 200 an hour out of her. I got to get something out of the deal.
You're completely unreal, and I can't believe she's married to a guy like you. But anyway, thanks, Phil.
Thank you. Look, you got a gold cap front tooth. You wear soft leather cowboy boots. On a good day, you like to wear a quality loafer, whatever that is. You wear relaxed fit Dockers and big, bold Hawaiian shirts. You think you're a catch, huh?
I guess you're aware of a basic fact. Women don't go for men who got good looks. Women go for men who are quality and are large and in charge.
Well, I'll tell you what, pal.
How about you? You good looking? Ah, made my point, pal.
Karen, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hi, Karen.
Hi.
Go ahead, ma'am, you're on the air.
Okay, you remind me of my ex-husband. It's so unrealistic because what you're doing is you're afraid of the counselor, so you're using the breast because you can't even say the name breast.
I'm going to the counselor.
You can't. No, you're not.
Yes,
you're
I am. I said
not
that I'm going to go. I'm going
to
go if she gets her breasts enlarged and made bigger.
No, you're not using that as an excuse not to go to the counselor because the breast costs a lot of money, just as much as the counselor costs.
I told her we could do one breast at a time or whatever she wants to do.
What do you mean one breast at a time?
How ridiculous that is. You're threatening her. You know that poor woman?
No, I'm not threatening her. I said,
you remind me of my ex-husband. You know what? He's just like you. He wanted me to be 90 pounds, and he wanted me to, you know, do everything I needed to do to get 90 pounds. That was like take drugs, anything you can to be 90. And this woman, she wants conversation. But that's not all we want is conversation, what you think we do. And so you kind of need
well,
a counselor.
I think I fill
you
the
need
bill.
Counseling.
Well, I think I fill the bill in other regards.
You need counseling.
Why do I need counseling? I'm going to go to the counselor. I'm not saying
you're looking at a magazine cover and you're looking at her boobs, but you call it a bosom because you're afraid to say breast. You're fascinated by her breast for some reason.
Well, because that word comes so easily.
Are you afraid to say it?
The word seems to come very easily to you.
No, wait, that's a very good question. Are you afraid to say it?
Are you afraid to say it? What
no,
is this? You got a fascination?
No, I'm
are
not afraid.
Are you scared?
No, I'm not afraid. You say your
say
husband.
Say it.
You say your husband wanted you at 90 pounds. What? 90 pounds each? That's how about that?
90 pounds weight.
You know, 90 pounds each one.
We got it, Jay. Why don't you say it? Say the word.
What?
Say the word.
Say the word breast.
Say breast.
You know, I'm not going to give you people your cheap kicks, okay?
Say boobs.
You got
say
your
anything.
Cheap thrills.
Say it.
My wife.
Just what is the surgery you want your wife to have done?
I want her to have her...
Don't say ugly old bosoms, because that sounds so gross, you know.
I want her to have her boobs.
That's wrong.
Why can't you say that word?
Mr. Henry, I have...
Say the word, man. This may be something you need to
you
get through.
You tell me, buddy.
Say it.
I want my wife to have her boobs.
Can't say it.
Her boobs. Her
no, man, they aren't called bazooms. What are they called?
Well, the lady thinks it's funny. I've got a mental block because the word doesn't come that easy. I don't have a filthy mind.
You don't have a
it's
filthy mind?
It's not filthy. It's not filthy.
Her bazooms. Her bosomans.
Her brosmans.
Okay, you're scared. Something's wrong
there.
Dude,
there is something wrong, man.
Something's wrong.
Well, Mr. Henry's got me on a national radio broadcast program. And he wants me to say the word braids.
I don't know. There's something wrong here.
Yeah.
Counseling is definitely needed. That poor woman.
I'm not going to some chiseler.
He's not a chiseler. You need it. You need it.
Say the word. Say the word, man.
Here's free counseling. Say the word.
Blouse clown.
Blouse clown. Thanks a lot, Karen. Oh, yeah. Okay. Forgot your music, huh?
I'm sorry, they said that I could...
Go ahead.
Mr. Henry, all I...
Just go ahead and do the end bit. Blouse clown.
Whenever the laws of any state are broken,
I'm very sorry, I
just say it.
Organization swings into action. It may be called the state police, state troopers, militia, the rangers,
or the citizens' auxiliary police.
These are the stories of the men whose training, skill, and courage have enforced and preserved our state law.
Say it. Say the word.
Hogan.